This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the 12th of April. You found that right. And it's, let's see, where are we? On the East Coast, a little after 8 o'clock, when we're actually doing this program, but the program will be heard all around the day, all around the world. Yippee! For exposure. Ooh, Jay and I are exposed. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, here on the Good Day program. It hasn't always been easy for this program to be presented to you, but I feel like it's, you know, what was the thing, the line from the Belushi Aykroyd movie?
Blues Brothers?
Blues Brothers, yeah. We're on a mission for God, right? Isn't that what they said? They were on a mission from God to save the orphanage. That's what the whole story was built around, them growing up in that orphanage and trying to save it, and all of the things that they went through. And this is especially interesting. If you see, there's an HBO special now on the life of John Belushi, which was over when he was 33. He actually overdosed when he was 33. All the things that he accomplished in the years from him being a teenager to getting onto SNL, and then the movies and stuff that he did that all over the course of like 12, 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Accomplished a great deal. But he was in such bad shape when they did that, but you could never tell that he was, because the drugs and stuff, whatever they had done to him, he was, man, moving right along.
When you think about so many actors who we lost way too young due to drugs,
yeah,
and
drugs.
How often we had no idea what was even going on.
No, behind the scenes.
I mean, look at Judy Garland.
Yeah.
That was shocking. And then you come to find out how many things that she was on, not only by her own doing, but not the label. This is not a musician. Why can't I think of for actors? These studios were actually like putting these in front of her.
Well, the drugs, they gave her uppers and downers and all kinds of things.
Yeah, well, she needed the uppers for the energy, and then she needed the downers to be able to sleep.
Right. Yeah. The studio system ruined that woman's life. Basic bottom line, that's what they did. Anyway, I'm thinking about the fact that as we here figure out our place in life and how things go, what we're here for, I hope you never ask yourself, why am I here? Because you're here. There's a very important reason for you being here. You may not possess what that is, but you keep looking, hopefully, and you find it at some point in time. Could be that be somebody's mother or father. It could be a business. It could be any number of things. But you are, make no mistake about it, you are here for a purpose, and thank you for being here. Really. I'm pleased to have you as a listener. I have great gratitude for the people that have supported this program over the years, and so hopefully we'll keep doing this and giving you the stuff that you want to hear us talk about, do things, and try to figure out why. I'm just looking at a review of Tucker Carlson's program last night. Apparently, Trump was the guest, and he took over the show. Remember, Tucker Carlson, didn't he call Trump a demonic force, I think, at one point in time? So he invites Trump to come on his show. Trump comes on his show, and he takes a back seat. The president basically monopolized, the former president, his show, which is, I mean, that's Trump. What do you expect? What do you think he's going to do? Especially if you've made fun of him, he's going to make mincemeat out of you. Or ignore you, one or the other. Just give him a platform and away he goes. So in league with that, there is a the investigation into Alvin Bragg. Make no mistake about it. I think he should be investigated. I think he's a politically motivated loser. That's my overview of him. And so then, but along comes this guy, Jim Jordan, who is a Republican who gets members of Congress to try to investigate why it is that Bragg is going after Trump. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as soon as that starts, it's going to be a circus. And so now, to make the circus even more silly, instead of worrying about Trump, now Bragg has filed a suit against Representative Jordan for looking into him. Do you realize what a circus this is becoming? He says, I have filed a suit against him because he's trying to intimidate me over my indictment of Donald Trump. So this,
so basically he's saying countersuits shouldn't exist.
Right, yeah. So he says, the DA says, that this is an unconstitutional attack on him. Huh? Anybody can sue anybody for anything. What are you talking about? This guy is such a pathetic. I just find this whole thing to be pathetic. And listen, I'm not in support. There's nothing about me that's really supportive of Trump. But this is, it's a circus. And it's all politically motivated from top to bottom. A political hatchet job. And listen, by all stretches of one's imagination, Trump can do enough damage to himself. He doesn't need somebody else to pile on. He'll make enough trouble for himself. But anyway, I thought it was kind of interesting that this whole thing has gone where it has gone. And then there's the story of Kellyanne Conway, who made headlines last month because she got divorced from her husband, who was tired of her and her grandstanding. Wasn't she one of the most important advisors to Trump, I think, in some way, mm-hmm. shape, or form during his campaign? And
there were so many memes that came out when she was part of that because she was sitting with her feet up on the couch and her shoes off and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
and her daughter, I think it was, she has a few daughters, I think it was her one, Claudia, who was almost becoming an influencer on
social media for her mom.
Yeah.
Right.
Like continuously bad-mouthing her mom and just lashing out at her parents. And it was bad.
Right. So now Kellyanne Conway is trying to talk to people who are her children's age and find out why Republicans are so unpopular. Excuse me. Why are Republicans so unpopular with millennials and Gen Zers? Why don't you look at what your playbook is? What are you doing to attract young people into the party? The answer is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is going to happen? You can't just cow people. That's a bad use of the word cow. You can't push people to believe in something just because you want them to believe in it. You got to give them a reason to believe, and there's no real reason to believe. As far as I'm concerned, the Democrats don't do it either. Neither Republicans or Democrats give anybody a reason, really, to believe strongly in something that's important. Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
Well, no, that's a really good point. And also, there's a certain mentality of, quote-unquote, young people don't matter as much. They should be
right.
seen and not heard.
Yep.
They should be more well-behaved, fall in line, they're ungrateful, all of this stuff, yada, 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 where everybody just wants to be heard. So especially younger people are going to maybe lean into somebody who is going to allow them to have a voice, to use their voice. And then whatever party that seems to be, that's where they're probably going to go.
Yep. Pretty amazing, isn't it? It just is amazing. People are so simple. Okay. So from the Crime and Punishment Department, apparently this is a discussion for Nick Miles, our auto expert. I want to bring this to him when he's here on Friday. But it caught my eye. There's a study of who's stealing what kind of car. Like, car theft is way up. Cost of a car, you know, what happens when you go buy a car? Some people are not able to buy So there's a black market now on cars. But you still have to pay cash for them. And I don't know that a lot of people, most people, I think 56% of people who buy a new car have them financed in one way or another. Anyway, what's happened is thieves have developed a tool on the dark web. So when a car is stolen, somehow there's a way that they can find, you know, every car has a detection device in it now, right? You can find a car because they have. There's somebody has figured out on the dark web how to follow cars that they want to steal and locate them using just the tools that are available from the car manufacturer. You following what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, this is like the next step above what people are using with AirTags, those Apple AirTags.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be for your luggage or your own personal items, and people are definitely putting them in people's bags. But a lot of people, the car thieves, are putting them on vehicles that they want to go steal later. So it's like they see something they want to take, they put on the AirTag, and then later in the evening, they hope that this person doesn't have a garage or something like that. No. And they can just easily take the ride and go. Yeah. And so now they don't even need AirTags. They can basically just use the technology that's already part of the vehicle. That's
pretty amazing. All right. Speaking of amazing, have you heard about Balance 7? If you're suffering from all kinds of things like bad sleep, fatigue, heartburn, I was just reminded, the fact that Jennifer and her father, Jennifer Horn, who's an important part of this program, and her father are doing an infomercial on radio stations. You'll hear them around the country talking about Balance 7, how you need it to balance your body. So they've asked me to talk about this, to take it and talk about it. And so I'm taking it and I'm talking about it. You can use it every day. Money-back guarantee. You'll find that you feel the difference very quickly. The acid-alkaline balance in your body is no doubt off. It is for pretty much everybody. So if you're tired of being tired, call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Doug. Get $15 off your order, free shipping, and a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. All of this with the money-back guarantee. You'll feel much better or your money back. Call 800-793-9039.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the booking's bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to grow your business but don't know where to start? Good leads. Leads are how you get customers, tax help, legal, insurance, home improvement, investment services, and more. Don't pay for someone else's used up leads. Get new customers now on any budget with Leads Direct for your business at FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net will advertise your business on radio stations like this one, but you only pay for the leads you need. FastLeadsNow.net. FastLeadsNow.net. That's FastLeadsNow.net.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
It's
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program and celebrity news on the social media trending list is a focus on Jennifer Garner. This is not about her acting career. This is not about her husband or her former husband, Ben Affleck. This is about her children and something that she has very strong feelings about with regard to how she's raising her children, and I think she is spot on. We'll talk about it after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alright, so Jennifer Garner, Jay, who is an excellent actress, I think, and a very wonderful human being.
She seems so likable.
Right. She has 3 children with Ben. Violet's 17 now. Serafina is 14. And Samuel is 11. And she forbids them to be on any form of social media. Her children are not allowed, and her oldest, Violet, says, "I am very thankful that my mother has kept us off of social media."
And not only because their parents are famous, it's Jennifer Garner just is in the camp of social media is not good for teenagers, period.
It's not.
Especially teenage girls. And that's part of her thing with her children. She says, when you show me studies, show me articles, bring me articles, bring me proof of scientific studies that say teenagers are happier with social media than without, that it is not detrimental to the health, contradicts everything that she is finding, and then they can have a discussion of whether or not they should be permitted to have social media. And her children haven't been able to, because it really is not
good
for young minds. Yeah.
Right. So she is on Instagram promoting Once Upon a Farm, which is her organic baby food company. And so she didn't do it because she wanted to, but it became part of how she promoted the baby food company. But the kids don't have phones, and this is the way it ought to be. And, you know, when people say, you're an old fuddy-duddy because you don't think that children should have phones and stuff. No, I'm not. I'm a realist. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at what children are doing to each other and what parents are allowed to do or allowing their children to do.
There's so many dangers. There are pedophiles on there. There are bullying doesn't just stop at school if your child is being bullied. It follows them home on social media. There's the comparisons. And young minds who are already impressionable and very vulnerable, still trying to figure out who you are. In most cases, it's not even that great for adults, but especially for kids. And I am a millennial whose social media is part of my job, and I am saying this. So for you to say the old fuddy-duddy thing, no, you are completely accurate. It's not great for young minds.
No, I have this conversation all the time with my daughter and my son about this. They've been on it since they were youngsters. They didn't have any of this stuff. They had no video games. They didn't do any of that stuff. We read to them. They were given the opportunity to expand their minds and create right stuff. And I think that we are just dooming a whole generation, or perhaps from now on, dooming the people coming along to a life of misery because of these damn devices and what social media is all about. So, yeah, good for Jennifer Garner. 3-2, 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. In his first interview since being arraigned, former President Trump sat down with Fox News last night from his home in Florida.
Well, it was a horrible thing because I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You look at even the pundits and the legal analysis, Greg Jarrett, all of these really talented people, they're saying he didn't do anything wrong.
The Republican frontrunner for the 2024 presidential election continues to claim the justice system has become politicized. Trump described his arraignment process.
And I'll tell you, people were crying. People that worked there, professional work there, that have no problems putting in murderers, and they see everybody. It's a tough place. and they were crying. They were actually crying. They said, I'm sorry.
More than 2,000 residents were told to evacuate yesterday afternoon after a large fire broke out at a recycling plant in Indiana. The fire broke out in the city of Richmond at the Hofco factory, which closed in 2009. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
I have another sip of my tea with honey and lemon in it to clear up the old Vosarini. This is the Good Day program, affected by springtime. Spring is great in most respects. The flowers come out and the trees, the leaves, yeah, and all that stuff, and the weather's warm. Also, the beginning of the fly season, the tick season, and how many other varmint are out there? And the frogs
stinging
now.
Stuff.
Well, yeah, but the frogs are out there. Ribbit! At night, and I have a brook that runs through my property. Leave the windows open. Ribbit! So, anyway, also, springtime, we have this thing called spring cleaning, right? You have things that pile up around your home, your office, wherever you are, over the wintertime, things that you got for Christmas you haven't dealt with. What'd you do with them? Did you put them away? Did you throw them away? Did you give them to somebody else? Or are they still just there? Is it time to clean up and clear out? The answer, according to professional organizer Kathleen Kelly, is yes. Develop a process that will create a cleaner, calmer space. It's good for your well-being, good for your mental attitude, if you don't have hoarded newspapers and whatever that you put stuff around the house and it gets ugh.
Yeah, I've heard someone say once that if you need more storage for your stuff, you have too much stuff.
That's it. Yep. I don't want to put the storage companies out of business, but that's really true. All right, so we have the 12th. Tax day is coming up on Saturday. You have to have all your money in. They probably pushed it back to next Monday in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Massachusetts is a holiday next week because of the marathon. It's Patriots Day. So Tuesday, the money has to be in. You have to have your form. Just got to. But try finding your tax. If you have a tax consultant, I have a CPA, a person for years, the same office has done my taxes, and I called her 3 times yesterday, and I couldn't find her. And we are good friends. Just, she's up to her ears. 16 hours a day of doing people's taxes. It is, by the way, in terms of being a public servant and helping you out, there are still a few things you can do to save money on your taxes. There are also things you need to do to protect. This may be more important. We were just talking about how cars are getting stolen on the dark web, or how they're being procured. People can get into the somehow or other into the nuance of the car, find out where it is, and steal it. So the same is true, though, for your security when it comes to tax information, depending on where you go. Like if you go to one of the big companies like H&R, Johnny Carson used to call them H&R Goniff, because he thought they were bloodsuckers. And then there's Jackson Hewitt. Interestingly enough, when that company got started, the guy who, his name was Jackson, I'm trying to remember his first name, but he was a listener to my program, and this program kicked off the success of Jackson Hewitt. He used to they had him on the air during tax season, I think every day for 4 or 5 minutes, giving people tax tips. And it was, turned out to be quite a big company. I know he sold it out a few years ago and got $18 million for it. But good luck to him. At any rate, the natural disaster that you weathered, if you've had any damage done to your home or your property, there's a deduction. But when you start putting all of this stuff online, one of the things that you got to be aware of is where you put the information, to whom you send it, and what other kind of information is there. I never, never, never order stuff online, put stuff in that would be compromising, because I just don't think it's safe. People come to me, I have one of those business loans with the Small Business Administration. They keep sending me these things, pay online, you're late, and I'm not going to. And I finally found somebody to talk to, and I said, I'm not going to do that. I don't pay my bills online. I don't give people any information about me online. You send me the address, and I'll send you a check.
Yes.
Well, it's highly unusual. Baloney it is.
It's unusual.
Yeah, right. Good God. Yeah, okay, right. Anyway, okay, so let's do a little travel talk. Matthew McConaughey, I finally learned how to pronounce his name after many years of mispronouncing it, was on a trip. He took a flight from his home in Texas to Germany on a Lufthansa jet. He and his wife, Camilla Alves, rather a handsome-looking lady, over the Atlantic. The plane dropped 4,000 feet in 4 minutes. It went whomp down. 7 people were hospitalized. He said, I was suspended in disbelief because I just, what do you do when you're, if you're not, that's why they keep saying to you, if you're not out and about going to the bathroom or something while you're in your seat, keep the seatbelt on because you never know when there's going to be severe turbulence.
Yes, unexpected turbulence where it just all of a sudden happens. And, I mean, this is like, that's just a straight-up drop.
Well, and you can't do anything about it because you're not in charge. You're not flying the plane.
Uh-huh.
He said his train table is what held him down. He did not have his seatbelt on, and they hadn't been told to put their seatbelt on just before, I guess, there was this thing. Because sometimes you can tell that it's going to happen, sometimes you can't, depending on how much air traffic there is. What's in front of you, they pass it along. When, you know, if you ever wonder when the pilot comes on and says, we're going to hit air turbulence in 4 minutes, how the hell does he know you're going to hit air? Because that plane in front of him that's 4 or 5 minutes ahead of him just said they hit turbulence.
And there are some websites, if you are a passenger, that you can go online and look at what pilots have been reporting too.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right. Now, with that in mind, I found a study of ghost flights. And you remember, I think, I've said this frequently in the last year or so, as it's becoming more obvious that people are getting into our country, not just across the border in Mexico. I still think that's a travesty and an outrage. But it's also pretty outrageous how easy it is for people to come in through Canada, or, never mind, just take a boat into Miami. Just take a boat into any small dock facility, any place on the East Coast or the West Coast or the Gulf Coast. It's easy. The Department of Homeland Security is now looking into a congressional demand for information about the number of illegal migrants that are coming into our country in what do they call, quote unquote, an unusual way. And apparently these ghost flights last year brought in 71,617 migrants, dropped in 20 cities, including Atlanta, Chicago, New York, Philadelphia. So this is these people on private planes, and they may be able to put 19 or 20 people on each of the planes. They bring them in. Unaccompanied children are coming. But this group, the total transported, including minors, let's see here, adults 40,000, minors 30,000 coming into our country illegally. And this, they're looking, the most recent stats are from January. So what happens when, let's say, an unaccompanied child comes in to our country and goes through the airport?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, they're not coming in on a flight that's manifested, so they don't have to go to, they're not going through customs. So what are they doing? They just get there, they walk out the door, and that's the end of it. So where do they go? They more often than not become wards of the state. You and I as taxpayers have to pay for them. And this is the specious argument that some people have that want to have open borders. Everybody comes in. We're, you know, we should be able to help everybody because it's a great country. Yeah, yeah. Okay, fine. You want to help them? You pay for it. I don't want to. And that's basically, is that selfish? No. I don't want these people just coming in and wandering around. I can't tell you how many times over the years in when I was on the air at KVC, how many stories we did or talked about with illegals killing people. They're driving cars, they get drunk, and I mean, that's maybe a stereotype, and that's not the way I meant the comment to sound like, but at any rate, the ne'er-do-wells that are in this country. I remember one story about a guy who was deported 3 times. He had killed somebody driving under the influence 2 times, and he got deported to his country. I think it was Brazil or Chile or something, and he came right back within a month and did the same damn thing again, and instead of putting him in jail, they deport him. What lesson is that? So come here, do what you want, send you back on a free flight, and then you find your way back here again? In many ways, like we're just talking about coming on planes that are on, they're flying below the radar, literally and figuratively.
Well, that's also an issue happening from people who are born and raised even in America, and drinking too much and getting in the car, and it is awful.
Not good. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Question. Remember, I said good broadcasters at the beginning, some point in a half hour, ask a question. Question is, why don't whales get cancer as much as humans do? Now, that may not have been the first thing you thought about when you woke up this morning, but it is a question, especially considering that cancer is one of the two leading causes of death for human beings. 18 million people around the world will die of cancer this year. And fish get cancer. Cows get cancer. any animal. It isn't just humans that get cancer. There are pretty much everybody in... Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you find an alligator with cancer, but at any rate...
Why don't whales?
Well, that's the idea. It's called Peto's Paradox. Sciences at the Sanger Institute are working to figure it out, but they think it has something to do with the same reason sharks don't get cancer. You know, sharks have been around, whales, you know, you go through the history of mankind. This is something I was taught, my grandson brought me over. He didn't know that he was teaching me something, but when we were at the National, the history, the, what was it, the History Museum, National Natural History Museum in Los Angeles, talking about, you know, how long sharks have been around and that sort of thing. Do you remember, you know, you probably don't because you don't even know what 110 voltage is, so I can't bring you into something that happened 25 years ago.
Try, why not?
There was a whole controversy about sharks being captured. They cut off their fins, kill them, and throw them back into the water.
I do remember this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there was shark fin soup. There was shark fin, there was a supplement that came, shark the fin, there was a powder that you would take to keep yourself from getting cancer. There's something in the molecular structure of the bones of whales and sharks that keep, it's an amazing reality, and they're now figuring it all out. Whatever it is that they are, this is how they've survived for tens of millions of years, because they don't get sick. They live longer than any other species, and there's no real mutation rate, and that's because the cells are protected by some of the things that are in that they eat in the sea. I think that's fascinating, and so... Here, it's another food for thought item, I guess, here on Good Day, where it's 48 after the hour.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This, I tell you,
brother,
you can't have one without the other.
Okay. That's a great pop song from the 50s. It's also used as the main theme for Married with Children, Chucker, right?
Correct. And yeah, so, we play that, Doug, because Ed O'Neill turned 77 years old, played Al Bundy on that
fabulous
program, which ran for 10 years, 87 to 97. Yeah. Then he got had another hit, Modern Family, obviously, 2009 to 2020. But I'd argue, I mean, they're both really good shows, but I'd argue that Married with Children is a classic.
He comes across as just another guy. And that's the role he played kind
of
in those shows.
Well, you have to be, to play that role of Al Bundy, you have to be all in. Yeah. Like, you have to be warts and all, like, everything on the table.
Yeah.
And he did a great job, and she did also, Katie Sagal was great
on
that show as his wife. The whole cast, Christina Applegate, they all did a great job, but very, very funny show. A little raw, but extremely funny. Good show.
It was good.
He turned 77.
Christina Applegate went on to one of the roles that she played, and this, I met her when she was playing Erin Brockovich. It wasn't really, the show was based on the Erin Brockovich story. She was a female lawyer, and it was on for a couple of seasons. I don't know why it didn't last, but I thought it was a good show. I thought she was very good in it, as a matter of fact.
Right.
All right, Jeremy Renner is all over the place.
Yes, sir. Talking stuff on the YouTube.
Yeah. Trying to bring himself back around, telling the story, how lucky he is, how he feels, he's upbeat now.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
When he came out, when Jeremy Renner came out, when Kimmel introduced him, and the audience, like, you could feel, like, the connection of love for, like, what he went through, to me, I said to myself, That's what I want this country to be about. Like, that's what this country was about. It's not. Sadly, you don't see stuff like that. Like, nobody cared about politics in the moment. So it's like, here's a guy who almost was killed. People know him. He's playing Hawkeye in the Avengers. He's a good actor. And they connected with him on a human level. It was a really cool, feel-good moment, which at the end of the day, at the heart of who we are, that's really what we're about.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I was thinking as you were telling that story, the last time before Renner, it wasn't the same circumstance, but I remember one night, I didn't see the show, I saw the video of it the next day, when it was announced, when Dick Wolf announced, that he was going to bring Chris Maloney back to Law & Order. The next night, Mariska Hargitay, I never pronounced her name right, and Maloney showed up on The Tonight Show, and you thought it was the president. The audience went wild, and they clapped and clapped and clapped and were so excited. It was the same kind of thing as you're talking about with Renner. Isn't it interesting what gets people going?
It's like comfort food, right?
Yeah.
Watch the show for a long time.
Yep.
You miss the person, they come back. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
It's the simple things in life, Doug.
Thank you.
It's not about winning a Powerball. Let me just tell you that.
Sorry about that. I didn't win, so I guess I'm still happy. So here we go. Okay. All right, what else do you have? What's good coming up?
Wolf, all his shows have been renewed until 2027, extended his deal with Universal TV. That would be the two Law & Order shows, three Chicago's, and three FBI shows.
So think about this. The announcement came. NBC said early in the season they were thinking about turning the 10 o'clock hour back to the stations.
Yeah.
And then they looked at two of the three nights that Wolf controls the whole evening, which is on Wednesday, it's the Chicago shows, and Thursday, it's the Law & Order shows. The 10 o'clock hour is the strongest hour in these three shows.
Right.
So they went to NBC and said, "You're going to kill this?" NBC says, "Not in your life." So that 10 o'clock idea of giving it back is gonzo because of Dick Wolf and the strength of those programs.
Very good.
So, anyway. All right, thank you. Very good. Is that it? We're done? I finished off the discussion.
I got one other birthday to mention.
Okay.
Andy Garcia, 67 today.
Great actor. I think he's a very good actor. Oh, big, yeah. And was his first big role in...
The Untouchables.
The Untouchables, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that's one of the easily the best movies of the 80s. But here's the thing. Godfather 3 gets a lot of... Now, he's awesome in Godfather 3. He's the juice of that movie. I love him.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah. I don't know. I've never watched the movie. I can't stomach the stuff that went on and what I heard, so I didn't watch him. But, yep. All right, Chucker, you've done a fine job, and I'll invite you back again tomorrow. If you feel like you should show up, please do. Same time, same station, as they say, at 59 after here on Good Day.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.